Room number 3, Games Room. Continuing our tour, we will now visit the Billiards and Games Room of the mansion, which adjoins the office we have just left. This room was used exclusively by men, as the custom of the day dictated that women were not to participate in the conversations about business and politics. It is a fitting reminder of how much of the world has changed since the early 20th century. Let us take a look at the lifestyle and customs reflected in the room's furnishings. This is a room decorated in the French Neo-Renaissance style and contains furniture from a variety of sources. The items made of French walnut wood were purchased from the House of Partan in Paris around 1900. There are also wooden pieces from England and mother-of-pearl encrusted items in the Arabian Moorish style. The billiard table is made of French walnut wood and includes an automatic counter to keep score, a feature that is rarely seen in modern billiard tables. Above the table hangs a bronze Art Nouveau lamp, which provided light for the players. Imagine the men gathering here to socialize and discuss the latest in business and politics while sipping a fine brandy and enjoying a game of billiards or roulette, which had originated in France. Notice also the folding table for card games and the chairs and benches that could accommodate those waiting for their turn at the billiards table, or men who simply preferred to watch them sip. Notice also the folding tables for cards and games, and the chairs and benches that could accommodate those waiting for their turn at the billiards table, or men who simply preferred to watch and socialize. The furnishings also include a liquor cabinet made in England, in which bottles can be hidden away, allowing the table to appear like any other. The embossed bronze coal scuttle, besides the fireplace, is also from England, as is the gramophone. Note also the two Moorish side tables inlaid with mother-of-pearl. The parquet floor in this room is one of the most elaborately designed elements of the entire house. It is made of ebony, walnut, American oak, and Oregon pine woods, and featured a Maltese cross at the center. The ceiling is painted with gaming motifs. On one side of the billiard table, there is a chess table, and on the other is a set of billiard cues made of French walnut wood. Observe the brown and white curtains, which are tapestries from the Belgian city of Bruges. At the back of the room is a painting of an imaginary model by the Chilean painter Marcel Plaza Ferran, whose work was very much in fashion in 1900. Note also the room's black marble fireplace, with its porcelain inserts, mirrors, and mantel made of English mahogany wood. Take a look at the three-tiered table. On the upper tier is a mahjong set. This Chinese domino game contains 144 pieces and is thought to be one of China's oldest games. On the tray behind you, you can see an embossed leather box with angel motifs. This box held extra billiard balls, which were made of marble. We hope you have enjoyed this brief excursion into early 20th century gaming. Let's now proceed to room number 4.